Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of June 16th through the 23rd. And wow, what an insane week we've all had out there. We talked last week about this turning point with the Saturn-Neptune square that would send us all into one of the stranger weeks of the year, probably the strangest week of the year. And we have definitely seen that. I'm not going to address that in the show tonight. Instead, I'm going to focus on what you guys can be doing in your personal life as you move out of this energy pattern and what is coming in the week ahead for everybody. As far as the Saturn square Neptune energy with Neptune now retrograding, the square is perfected tomorrow, Friday the 17th, for you guys listening live. And so that is the official, you know, demarcation point where you can say, okay, you know, I've been wrestling with this thing, or I've been, you know, challenging myself over this thing since last fall, and I'm ready now to turn that corner. It is possible that there will be an event scenario that shows you what is needed to turn that corner, or it may just be that you have figured it out as you've come through the shifts and changes and challenges of this last week. So you can pay attention to any signs you may get tomorrow, Friday the 17th. And again, just for a short recap on what that's about, it is definitely about getting very serious and either ending something or making commitments, getting responsible, getting ambitious, structuring something, you know, getting serious, getting real about, and then how that plays out for each sign, which I'll touch on as I go through the signs. So the ninth house is about anything legal that needs to happen, anything involving travel or foreign people or interests or import-export, anything educational, anything media, marketing, broadcasting related, anything with religion or politics, anything with weddings or other ceremonies. So however that may pertain, again, you know, there's a different arena for each sign where that is kind of playing out. And then the square to Neptune there means looking at where you are with your own dreams, where you are in karmic long-term past life situations with people or scenarios that you're involved in. Anything involving on the negative side, it would be deception, hidden enemies, boundary issues or addictions. On the positive side, if you're challenging yourself, it can be over artistic pursuits, spiritual practices and beliefs, your romantic interludes, and again, that would have to tie in with a karmic or past life type of romance. Anything with healing or hospitals, or anything with research and development. So, you know, if there is still something left to do for you to turn that corner, then you want to, you know, be as proactive as you can. If something comes up and kind of, you know, gets right in your face about it over the next couple, you know, 24 hours, or I guess a little bit longer since it's 8 Eastern here, you know, then pay attention to that. It's important and it's part of the story. And remember that this particular story does not end until we get into September of this year. So this is the turning point week, and, you know, it was illustrated in, you know, high magnitude out there globally, and probably something going on in your own personal life where you feel like you're ready to turn that corner as well. Okay, So what else is going on in this week ahead? We have a full moon on Monday the 20th, and this is playing out in Sagittarius, the sign that Saturn is trying to get you serious about legal, foreign, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. And so we see something is going to reach an apex there by Monday the 20th. Now, this can be, again, this can be a big ending. It can be a big celebration. It can be a big achievement, something finally coming through that you've been waiting on or something that you're wrapping up. So, you know, I always think with full moons, you want to look back to where you were this time last year. You know, how far have you come in those themes? Again, playing out in a little bit different area for each sign, which I'll go through. And if you need to work towards bringing something to a close, or you want to work towards that big celebratory high point or achievement, then these next few days are important because this energy can help you gain some momentum with that. And, you know, I want to point out that we are going to have Mercury in opposition to Saturn at this full moon. So to me, that seems like there really is some very serious news that you're going to hear, or there's some really serious talk or meeting involved in what's coming to a climax, or there's something real serious with your writing or offers or decisions or interviews, you know, something in that communication realm. So, you know, if you're the one who needs to say it or ask for it or decide it, then you really need to be proactive about bringing that to a head. And if you are not, if this is more about you on the receiving end, then just realize, you know, this is a big kind of climactic moment, and the words that you choose during this particular point can determine if this is going to be an ending or if this is going to be some kind of big achievement or celebration or something. So we have that on Monday. And it's kind of tied into this crazy Saturn-Neptune square that we've been dealing with for the last, you know, 10, 12 days. Okay, so finally, the other thing going on in this week ahead is that we do have Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer. Venus is moving in there on Friday. And the Sun is moving in there on Sunday, Sun on Sunday. Venus is going to stay in Cancer till July 12th, and the Sun's going to stay in Cancer till July 22nd. So this is definitely a wonderful, you know, new development going on for everybody. And so we want to focus where the good stuff, the easier stuff is going to be. And in general, for everybody, emotionally, this should be a much easier time. We're starting to either get in touch with our emotions, or other people are understanding our emotional needs, or we're able to express them a little easier. And the sign Cancer rules our roots, our home, our family, you know, so this can be a lovely time with Venus there. She's all about beautifying that space, and she's about, you know, the love going on there, maybe the money opportunities there. It's a joyous, attractive situation going on. It's a great time, you know, to get in there and make improvements in the home, or to connect with the family or parent, or do things with the roommates, you know, anything at the root of the chart. This can be very enjoyable, or it can just go easier than at other times. And with the Sun there, you know, it's asking all of us to start to show up and get involved personally, physically, and whatever's happening here. So, you know, that's it's a good thing. Show up, get involved. Real estate deals, moves, renovations, whatever you want to do there, involving your home or your property or your family or your roomies or your needs for security or nurturing or emotional connection. So that's our main themes in the week ahead. When I start to look at the signs for Aries, you know, major week for you guys with people at a distance, travel, foreign interests, legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious topics, political themes, and getting serious about that. If there is still something that you need to turn a corner with, you know, you've got a 1-2 punch here with that side of the equation, which means you turn the corner on Friday the 17th, and then you have that big full moon climax on Monday the 20th, which means you might make a decision on Friday and set it into place and then see the fruition of that by Monday the 20th. Or somebody else may make that decision and you can kind of follow that pathway down. So again, with the full moon on the 20th, and that's bringing one of those topics, you know, you're achieving it or you're celebrating it, or there's some ending or breakthrough or wrap up involved in it. and you do want to get serious about meeting people or the talks or news or information or decisions that are wrapped up in that because of the Mercury-Saturn opposition. And then as far as between Friday and Sunday, we start to see all this beautiful energy moving into Cancer for Aries. This is your time to focus on your own house, on your family, on what's going on with, you know, the love there, the beauty there. If you want to buy art for the home, if you want to remodel, if you want to renovate, if you want to move to a better, more beautiful location, it can be just a joyous time to entertain in the home, a good time to connect with family, with your parents, with your roommates, and definitely a time for you guys to show up and be physically involved in these things. You know, when we think about the sun being there, this puts a spotlight on you guys, so you should do really well in any of those areas. If you take the lead, you show up, and you get involved. For Taurus, you know, this end of this week and this really intense Saturn-Neptune square turning point, you know, if there's still something left for you guys to do to turn that corner, then you're going to see it on Friday the 17th as you get that aha moment or you take some action or something happens. And then you bring it to a big climax by Monday the 20th as you are out there achieving or celebrating or ending something or wrapping something up. So for Taurus, we are really seeing this play out with financial themes. It may be about a loan. It may be about the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy. It could be about insurance or taxes. It could be about alimony or child support, commissions, royalties, you know, whatever the big financial flow is for you guys, getting real, getting serious about where you need to structure things, end things, you commit to things, get ambitious. Really important few days ahead and something culminating there. But this also has a personal side for Taurus. So can also be seeing something really peak in some kind of way and turning a corner in some kind of way in your sex life or with sexual needs, with reproductive needs that are going on with you, with a divorce, with anything around death or birth, or anything with third-party scenarios. So again, you know, what do you need to get serious about in those areas? This energy is going to help you do that, help you turn a corner and bring it to some kind of peak. And when we're looking at the Neptune themes that are flowing out of this for you guys at the end of this week, it has to do with your aspirations, also has to do, you know, with anything social that's happening with you in the mix. So I don't know if that's with friends or groups or the internet or charities or gatherings, you know, whatever that might be. It's part of it in some way, but more than anything, I think it's about your aspirations and that then that soul group plays in as part of that. And then the last thing I would say about this whole part of the subject for Taurus is that when we get to that full moon on Monday, it's very likely you'll be hearing from somebody or in talks with somebody as part of whatever's coming to a head for you in one of those areas. And that talk has to do or decision has to do with personal income or possessions or a purchase or all your purchases, you know, something with that more personal money flow as it pertains with whatever's going on in this bigger scenario. As far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer for Taurus on Friday and Sunday, respectively, this is going to open up a lot of lovely, lovely energy for Taurus. Getting out there locally, you know, get involved in your community, do more things in your neighborhood. It can be really good for short trips to nearby places. This can benefit you guys in the name of love. It can benefit you guys to make money. It can benefit you guys just if you're trying to get out there and find things that are beautiful or do things with women. So think about that kind of local community vibe. And then also for Taurus, this is incredibly beneficial for you guys in sales, in writing, in agreements, in all of your talks and meetings. This is kind of the time of the year where you can, you know, sell Eskimos. So really, you know, anything that you can use your word with. Finally, it really may benefit you guys when it comes to what's going on with your brothers or sisters. Maybe you'll have more time with them or you'll smooth something out. Or maybe something going on with neighbors, with vehicles, electronics, all of that is favored in the weeks ahead. Again, this energy will be there until one until July 12th and the other till July 22nd. So get in there and take advantage of this beneficial energy for you guys. For Gemini, as we turn this corner with the Saturn-Neptune square, I mean, it's been crazy since last fall. You've felt the intensity of it in this week. And so, you know, Gemini, if there's still something to do to turn that corner, Friday the 17th, you know, is the second of these three squares that's complete in September. And then on Monday, the 20th, you have the full moon. And both of these are going to focus on something big going on with where you are with your romantic partner, your business partner, your agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor, or some other kind of significant relationship. So do you need to end something? Do you need to commit long term? Do you need to celebrate? Do you need to achieve? Do you need to structure things so they support you better? Is it a no? Is it, you know, how do you get real with this key person? Look at what is in the mix with Neptune, which means, you know, is there a personal goal here, or is it about your career or reputation, or is it about some authority figure in the mix, like a boss, a parent, a judge? And realize that by Monday, when we get to that full moon, you are going to be Gemini one-on-one with somebody, and it's serious, you know. It can be serious in a great way. Maybe you're signing a contract and you know, or being proposed to or proposing, or, you know, some kind of real serious moment that you can have. Or it's, you know, you're in there and solidifying something or ending something, but you do want to really be in there talking with somebody or hearing from somebody, so keep communications open. And as far as Venus and the Sun flowing into Cancer starting on Friday and Sunday, this gives you weeks ahead where Gemini is going to really benefit when it comes to their income, what they're doing with their stuff, their possessions, or what they're doing with purchase. So Venus, you know, is one of the things she rules is income, and here it is in your income zone. So, I mean, that's fantastic for just adding to that potential. But she can also attract things. She can bring the love into, the, you know, what you're doing with your possessions or your purchases, and she can bring women in who benefit you with income and purchases and possessions. And the Sun being there is really saying, hey, show up. You know, get more personally or physically involved in these topics because you can do really well. You're going to stand out. And you're going to be able to take the lead if you get proactive about it now. So the universe is working with you on this one. Okay, for Cancer, you guys, you know, Cancer has been turning the corner this week and dealing with the strange weirdness that everybody else has been dealing with out there. And so when we look at if there's still something to do with this, you may still have something come to bear on Friday the 17th, and it can arrive for you, or you might set it in motion. And then realize by Monday the 20th, we have that full moon bringing something to a major climax. So these are both very intense energy fields around the themes that it is for Cancer. So for Cancer, it means really, you know, what are you getting serious about with your work, with your health, with paperwork, with hired help or coworkers, with animals or environmental concerns, or what are you doing about organizing or cleanup, that kind of thing, detail-oriented things. So, you know, is it time to end something? Is it time to commit? Is it time to structure things here? Expect something to climax by Monday in this area. And when we look at the Neptune themes influencing this, you're being pushed to deal with something either with travel or someone far away, or something going on in educational pursuits, legal matters, media marketing, broadcasting arenas, anything with weddings, religion, or politics in the mix. I know it's just a little bit there, right? So, you know, look at that. Where are you going from here? What are you doing with this stuff? And then finally, when we look at full moon on Monday for Cancer, just realize you will be in there in some kind of talk or hearing some kind of news that involves either an institution like a hospital or a spa or retreat, or something in the healing or addiction arena that's tied into all of this, or there will be something going on with an artistic pursuit or project, your romantic karmic balance with somebody, or a spiritual pursuit in the mix, or there could be the research development. I don't know if I said that one already because I talk so much. So, you know, that's an important conversation or decision that you are having as you come to this climactic high. As far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer, this is your favorite time of the year because really, you know, the spotlight is on you and Venus is bringing her attractive and lovely energy into your sign. So this is just a wonderful time for Cancers to enjoy themselves and to focus a little bit more of that beauty or love or money or women or on themselves and enjoy that. And it's time to show up for yourself. So on that, you know, side of things, I would say Cancer is a really good time for you to be proactive about anything you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. could be some personal needs. So again, think, you know, love, money, women, beauty, and physically showing up. Things should go really well for you in these departments. For Leo, turning this corner with the Saturn-Neptune square. You know, gosh, it's been so heavy for everybody. We talked about it coming up last week, and now we've all lived through it on a global level. Everybody's living through their own version in their own personal life. And for Leo, you know, when we talk about the serious side of this, the Saturn side, and where the full moon is going to climax between Friday and Monday with the full moon, this is really focused on Leo when it comes to what you're doing creatively in the world. You know, it can be about your creative talents or your creative projects. It can be about children. It can be about true love. So that's your love life or your lover. Or it can be about recreational pursuits for Leo. So, you know, does something need to end? Is something ending? Is it time to make a long-term commitment? Is it time to structure something better around the creativity or the kids or the love or the fun? Is it time to get ambitious? You know, where do you get serious in this matter? Look at the Neptune side of the equation, which means where are you financially in this picture? Where are you with births or death or reproductive needs or divorce in this picture? Where are you with your sexual attractions or third-party scenarios in this picture? And figure out, you know, how is that part of your turning point? How do you work through that to get to where you want to get in the serious side of the Saturn full moon full moon climax? And then when we get to Monday on that full moon climax, where something is peaking with the love, the kids, the creativity, or the fun, you can expect to either be hearing from somebody or in talks or making decisions with or about someone else that really is either involving a friend group, internet, astrology, charity, aspiration, or something like that, or is about something original you're doing or your own personal freedom in the mix or their freedom in the mix. So, you know, get real about whatever is coming up. This is an important, real important few days ahead of us. For everybody, and so take it seriously. As far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer for Leo, this is lovely energy, as it is for everyone. And for Leo, it's going to move behind the scenes for you guys, which means you're going to be pretty golden when it comes to art, film, dance, music, poetry, painting, anything that is muse-related. You can definitely stand out, shine. It will help you earn money there. It will help you attract love there. It will help you with women in that department or beauty in that department. So the artistic things that you're pursuing really, really favored during this time frame. Also for Leo, this is very favorable for getting into your spiritual practices. So at your yoga, your meditation, your prayer, I mean, you may meet somebody that you love or you might find ways that you are seeing beauty in the world through that or there's a woman that you're connecting with there, that kind of thing. Also, if there's any healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions, this is a favorite time to get really good results. Also, anything involving research or development. And finally, the tricky one is that, you know, this is the area of karmic romance, meaning someone that you've had a past life scenario with. And so this can be a good time to smooth out anything that's been going on there. If there's a clandestine nature to it, or it can be a wonderful time to enjoy as far as like the romantic getaways or trysts that you can find time for now and really enjoy. So there you have it. Now, again, that last week until the 12th of July and the Sun until the 22nd, definitely show up, get involved in those areas. For Virgo, okay, so you're turning the corner with the Saturn-Neptune square on Friday the 17th, and then you're seeing the full moon bring something to a big climax with that by Monday the 20th. Excuse me. So the serious side of this and the climactic side of this for Virgo has to do with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or the family, parent, roommate, something in that core root of the chart. So if there is still something serious that you need to do or that something's coming at you that you're still dealing with, you know, work towards bringing that to some kind of climactic high point ending or achievement or celebration by Monday and get serious about structuring things or cementing things, you know, whatever that is. And look at the Neptune quality to it, which means a focus on there's either a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, some significant person that is part of whatever's going on here. What do you need to do about them? You know, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Where are you in that mix? And then realize that on Monday the 20th, there will be at least one important bit of news or information or talk or decision with another person about all of this. And it really is going to be about, you know, either the goal that you have, the how the career is playing into it, or what's going on with an authority type person in the mix, like a boss, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a parent. So as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer for Virgo, this is going to actually be a lovely time for the Virgos, starting on Friday, gets a second boost on Sunday, over these weeks ahead, for your social life. So, you know, this can be a fabulous time for you to connect with friends and to do things in groups, to do more online or enjoy yourself more online, to do things at gatherings and parties and events and with charities and astrology and your personal aspirations and original ideas. And so with Venus there, I mean, it can mean that you're just really enjoying yourself, or it can mean that there's ways to make money, or there's women that are beneficial to you there, or love blossoms in one of these social settings, where there's a lot of beauty going on. Maybe you'll, you know, attend some gatherings at some museums. That would be a good way to enjoy this. And with the Sun there, it just definitely means you guys are going to stand out. You're going to be the center of attention, or you're going to definitely be able to get in there and move things along the way that you would like to see them go. So it's a really good time to connect with those like souls out there. For Libra, you know, we've been in this long turning point, strange energy going on, and this week has highlighted that. By Friday the 17th, if there is still something to get serious about, to turn the corner with, and then by Sunday with the full moon climax, for Libra, it is about some kind of big decision they've been needing to make, or meeting or offer or agreement or sale or writing. You know, it's in the communication realm. And it can be about something going on about, you know, your local community or short neighborhood trips and things like that. Vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, that kind of thing. But more likely than not, it really is about a big decision or some kind of communication topic. And so, you know, is it time to commit? Is it time to end something? Is it time to get ambitious or to structure something? And it hinges around where Neptune is, which means what are you doing about your work scenario? Or what is going on in your health scenario? Or what is there some paperwork that needs to be signed, or someone you need to hire, or that you want to work with, or that you are working with, or something? It could also be something about animals. So, you know, whichever one of those rings true for you, this is a turning point week. This is going to peak by September, so you're not out of the story yet, but this is something really big, kind of turning the corner with this during this week. And then when we get to the full moon part of it, as it climaxes on Monday the 20th, Libra, you know, it's very likely you'll be one-on-one in either hearing from somebody or hearing the news or in talks or making a decision involving another person in this whole scenario. And this will stem out of travel or someone at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, religion, politics. So there's something heightened in that as part of the story. As far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer between Friday and Sunday, for Libra, this is fabulous as far as the career potential. This is one of your better times of the entire year. It's really fabulous for what's going on with any personal goals you might have that are big ones. And it's also really fabulous for dealings with higher up type people, bosses, judges, mentors, teachers, parents, anybody like that. So when we're looking at that, career goals and authority figures, you know, Venus here can help you enjoy yourself more or express the love or attract the love. It can help you in money-making opportunities in these scenarios. It can help you with women in power positions. It can help you in anything tied to the beauty themes. And it's definitely saying, Libra, it's time for you guys to show up. You know, get more personally involved, get more physically involved, get out there, because you are going to stand out on the career front or with those goals or authority figures during this time frame. And again, Venus will be there until July 12th, and the sun will be there until July 22nd, so definitely go for those goals that you have. For Scorpio, okay, we're turning the corner in this strange and weird and crazy week. And so, you know, it's played out for everybody, but it's in your personal life. We want to look at the Sirius Saturn side. And for Scorpio, that means, you know, what is going on with your income, what's going on with your possessions, and what's going on with purchases. And so Friday, if there is still anything that you need to end or commit to or get ambitious about or push authority figures over or structure in some way, you know, this period may help you, or you may have something that comes at you that shows you what needs to change there. And then it climaxes in some way by Monday the 20th as something finally, you know, does end or come through and you're celebrating, or there's an achievement or, you know, a wrap up or offer something there with income or possessions or purchases. Now, you need to look at the Neptune side of this, which means for Scorpio, where are you creatively with the creative project or talents? Where are you with the kids? Where are you with love? Or where are you with recreation in the mix? You know, how are you giving up one for the other, or the other for the other? You know, how are you balancing this whole thing out? So that plays into the choices that are being made during this week. And then by Monday, the 20th, you really, you know, whether it is that you need to see that money flow with your income or the possessions or the purchases, you're going to expect to be one-on-one with somebody, either the news or the decision or the talk or offer agreement, whatever it is, with this other person about it and where they are when it comes to the shared financial resources or the divorce scenario or what's going on in the sexual or intimate side of life, reproductive needs, or with mortality issues or third-party scenarios. So that's a get-real area, you know. So it's very a very big emotional, intense day where you can finally bring things through or in them. And then as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer on Friday and Sunday in the week ahead, Scorpio, you know, this is going to, you know, give you guys kind of a higher hand when it comes to ninth house topics. So this is where you can expect to be golden. So the topics are legal matters, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, politics, travel, foreign interests, or anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. So you definitely want to make, you know, make for this area of life and look for the themes involved. I mean, Venus may mean that women will be beneficial in these areas. It may mean that love is flowering here, or that there is an income opportunity here, or that beauty is involved. And it definitely is saying for Scorpio, show up, get physically involved, get personally involved, strive for what it is you need in one of those areas or several of those areas, because you should stand out and you should shine, and it should be a good thing for you. For Sagittarius, all right, so the Saturn-Neptune square that we've all been in that has been so challenging for everybody and pushing us all, and we've been seeing playing out on the world stage, we are turning a corner. It is technically turned on Friday the 17th, and then we are seeing a full moon on Monday the 20th that brings part of that square to a climax. And so, you know, wow, for Sag, this is, you know, the Saturn energy and the full moon is in your sign. So this is very personal for you guys. Something really big is finally happening, or you're finally ready to wrap it up, turn a corner, you know. It could be about a big ending. It could be about a big commitment. It could be about a celebration. It could be about, you know, structuring something more solidly beneath your feet. And Sag, you really want to aim at, you know, something personal, something physical, something that you need. It can be about your body. It can be about your brand, some big, you know, celebration as your brand hits some new level. It can be about your image and improving that. It can be about, you know, your name or your title or any personal goal that you've set. And if you still need to kind of, you know, you don't have it quite in place yet, work towards it in these next few days, because you should be able to turn a corner. You should be able to see something finally hitting that peak one way or the other. And when we look at Neptune's involvement with it, for Sag, I mean, you just need to look at where are you when it comes to your home, your family, your parents, your roommates, real estate deals, moves, renovations, you know, and what else do you need to do on a personal or physical level to get to where you really want to be in that scenario. And then by Monday, expect that you will be one-on-one with somebody, either hearing the news about them or from them or in talks or making decisions about this, you know, one way or the other. So you could be in talks, you could be proposing, you could be breaking something off, you know, but it is about, there is somebody significant in this scenario. And really, I think it'll lean more towards, you know, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the partner, the opponent, you know, somebody like that. So there you have it. And as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer and the good stuff coming in the weeks ahead, Sag, this is going to benefit you, one, in all financial arenas, not so much your income, but like loans, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, insurance, taxes, commissions, royalties, whatever the big financial outside resource might be. And then this is also, on a personal note, very pleasant or favorable time for you in your sexual intimate life or with trying to smooth out the rough edges with the divorce or whatever you're trying to strive towards reproductively, or if you're dealing with somebody through mortality issues or any kind of third-party scenario. So it's really all the heavy-duty stuff for Sag, but it's things are going to get much better here. So Venus can help you with the love in the scenario or the income flow or the women or the beauty. And the Sun is saying show up, you know, for those financial needs or the intimate life or the divorce, whatever this is, and get involved. May be more personally or physically involved in it and take the lead because you guys should do well in these areas now by showing up. Okay, so Capricorn. Capricorn, you guys have been involved in this Saturn-Neptune square since last fall, and this week we turned the corner. We've been in it. We've been seeing it out there on the global stage. For you guys on a personal level, you are looking at the Sirius side. The Saturn side has been very karmic for you guys. Meaning it is tied into past life scenarios with people or situations. It's also about balancing things that are not always so obviously seen within our exterior life because it's a more inner kind of process and it's things that we hide from ourselves or that are hidden from us. On the positive side of this, it can be about something very much turning a corner and reaching some kind of peak over these days ahead that has to do with your artistic pursuits. The muse lives here. It can have to do with your spiritual practices. It can have to do with a romance that does have that karmic past life tie in with it. It can be about healing or hospitals or research and development. On the challenging side, it may be about a deception. It may be about boundary issues, addictions, you know, that kind of hidden thing that's a little bit more challenging. So I do believe you definitely know what it is at this point. So look at the Neptune themes. Is there a talk that needs to happen? Do you need to make a decision? Do you need to write something up or sign it or sell it? Or does it involve a neighbor, sibling, short trip, local activity, or the transportation or electronics in the mix? You know, Neptune is pushing in one of those areas for you guys. And then by Monday, by that full moon, as something either is celebrated and achieved or you are marking an ending or wrapping something up, you will be one-on-one with somebody in a serious meeting, talk, offer, decision. And that person is going to bring in where you are with the work, the health, the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the animals, or some kind of detail-oriented faction to whatever is going on in this weird part of the sky for you guys. And then as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer, for Capricorn, this is your relationship zone. So it is one of the best times of the year to either attract the right people or smooth things out with the people that are there or really enjoy yourself with the people that are there. And when I say relationship, I'm talking about romantic partners and business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, even dealing with the competition or opponent. And Venus here is going to help you with love in this scenario. It can help you with the income flow. It can help you with the beauty or the women. And the Sun is saying time for you guys to show up, get involved, you know, take the lead, get in there personally, get in there physically, make it about your needs. But do, you know, connect with people because it really is one of the best times for you moving forward. You will have this energy here, Venus until the 12th of July and the Sun until the 22nd, so you can take advantage of that. For Aquarius, okay, turning the corner with this Saturn-Neptune square. You know, you guys, it's been since the fall really getting serious. On the one hand, you know, what do you want as far as your life's aspirations? You know, you need to either end something or commit to something, get real about it, structure something around that. Or where are you when it comes to personal freedom or originality, you know, those type of things. And then on the other side of this equation, it is what's going on when it comes to friends, associates, group affiliations, gatherings, what you do online, what you do with astrology, with charities, those kind of social themes. And so, you know, you can look at maybe one of these things is weightier for you right now than one of the others. But it is a time to turn a corner with this, and it is a time to bring something to an apex by Monday. There can be a celebration sometime between Friday and Sunday with this. Or there could be something that you're ending or wrapping up or something finally coming through here. So for Aquarius, you guys want to look at the Neptune side of this, which means, you know, where are you with purchases or possessions or being valued or your income flow in the scenario? That's part of the turning point that you're going through. And then as far as when we get to Monday on the 20th, there will be some significant conversation with another person or news or decision about another person about what is coming to a climax here. And that is going to focus in on either the creative process or project, your love life or lover, the kids, or something recreational. So it doesn't sound too bad, but I do think it's going to be serious, and you want to take it seriously, again, looking at endings, commitments, structuring, and what you're ambitious about there. And then as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer for Aquarius between Friday and Sunday this week, you know, this is going to kick off a lovely time for you guys. And maybe it's not the most fun part of the sky, but it is definitely beneficial in these weeks ahead. When it comes to your work, this can help you guys make more money, or if you're out of work, help you finally land the job. It can help you with women on the job that you're involved in. There may be a little love sparking on the job here. It can also help you with anything health-related. So if you've been thinking about, I mean, I would say start the workout right now, although with Venus there, you might feel more like just enjoying yourself. Find something you like for your health that is pleasurable during this time, but it can definitely help you with health during this period. It can help the Aquarians if you guys need to sign paperwork, if you need to hire somebody to give you that advice or walk you through something, if you need to do some kind of project with a coworker. And finally, although a little outside of this is animals, this can be very beneficial for you guys with animals. So think about Venus. Is there love in the mix? Is there income opportunities in the mix? Can women benefit you here? And how do you start to show up, get more involved personally, physically? This is a lovely, lovely time, and it's going to last, you know, Venus until the 12th of July and the Sun until the 22nd. So, you know, go for what it is you'd like to see happen in one of those areas. For Pisces, okay, so, you know, we've been going through this really challenging square since last fall, and this week is the turning point with this, and we know that it's not going to really come to a conclusion until September of this year, but this is an important week because, you know, you're getting serious about the Saturn side, that you're either having your aha moment or you're in the process of doing things that are setting you on the path to turn that corner, and that you can have that climactic high point with this by Monday, the 20th, under the full moon in the same arena that Saturn's in. So what are you thinking about here? It is either about your life goal. Am I ready to retire, buy a house, get married, you know, whatever that big life goal might be. Or it is about your career. Is it time to, you know, retire? Is it time to launch into a new career? Or, you know, am I happy in the career I'm at? Or third and final, it is about dealings with authority figures in your life. Is there something serious going on with a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, a mentor, that type of person? So, you know, it's an important week to really take that seriously. And when we look at the Neptune side of this, for Pisces, this becomes interesting because the Neptune sign is about you. It's actually in your sign. So, you know, questions about your identity, your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, and even more importantly at the core of this, who am I and what do I want for myself is very strongly in this. So you guys are experiencing two very important, powerful parts of the sky here that are pushing you to turn some kind of corner right now and get serious about that. So look at where do I want to end something, where do I want to commit long term, where do I want to structure some things so they support me better moving forward. Do I want to get more ambitious here? You know, whatever serious road you can take. And I would say that by Monday the 20th, it's very likely that you can either be hearing the news or making the decision in your mind or in talks that involve another person and tie into all this somehow that has to do with your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, something there about the root of your chart and do a, you know, what you're doing in the home, or do you stay, do you go, do you know, or who's in the home with you? Does it have something to do with your family, your parents, your roommate? And so this is our big shift in this week ahead. And then as far as Venus and the Sun moving into Cancer for Pisces, you know, Friday Venus moves in, Sunday the Sun moves in, and this kicks off a lovely period, the first that you've had since last year this time, which can definitely benefit you guys and for creatively. Over the weeks ahead, you guys can have a huge creative spurt. This can be good for making money in creative endeavors. It can be good just for enjoying yourself in creative endeavors. It can be good for doing things with women creatively. It can be about doing things with your lover or having a lot of love in the mix with creative ventures. So that's number one. Number two, children. Is there something that you want to do for kids? Is there something, do you want to have kids? You know, is there something, you know, you want to do with the love and the kids and shower them with love, you know? So anything kid related, this can be a lovely time for you with that. Number three, your love life. This energy can help you attract love into your life. It can help you smooth out rough edges in love that is already in your life. And it can definitely be a more pleasurable, enjoyable time to do things that are recreational and you know, things you just like doing with your lover. So love is number three. And number four is recreation and fun. You know, set aside some time for yourself over these weeks ahead to just go have fun. It's definitely a time where you're favored. With the sun shining on you in these areas, you stand out, you shine, you can take the lead here, and you can kind of make it about what it is you want, and things should go your way. So very favorable for you with that. And with that, that's everything for our week ahead. So it's Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I hope it's a much better week than this last week has been for many, many people. And I will be back next week at the same time. Have a great one.